You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Everyone loves summer. Everyone loves hanging out at the beach, going to the pool, and definitely enjoying all the summertime sun fun. But what I've seen in my practice over the past, I'd say 26 years, going on 27 years, is right around September, we see a lot of patients that are coming in to see if they could erase some of the sun damage that this great summertime fun may have caused. And I can tell you the number one location is the décolleté or the chest. Because nowadays, most people know you're supposed to put sunscreen on your face. Most people will do that. But even when you're wearing your bathing suit or you're wearing some kind of a cover-up, the place that a lot of people really do forget to continue to put the sunscreen is in the middle of your chest. And that's the area that we every year do a tremendous job in eliminating that freckling and that aging appearance that really does happen to sun-exposed skin repetitively. One of the other areas, however, that has become a close second is hands and elbows and knees. Now, you wouldn't think right off the bat that that would be something that people would focus on, but nowadays with all of you out there that are doing things like Botox and fillers and all these other things to keep your face and everything else looking so great, some of the areas that get neglected are the hands, knees, elbows, and those are the areas that are really so exposed throughout the entire summer months that we really wanted to have a way of treating it not only aggressively so that you get a result from it, but safely. Because as you could imagine, and I'm sure all of you do, the skin all over your body is totally different. So the skin that's on your face is not really the same consistency or quality as, let's say, the skin on your chest or your back or your hands or your knees or your elbows. So to have something that we could use safely and as well as effectively, like a laser, that could treat all of those areas, you would say is pretty remarkable, right? Well, I have that laser. And that laser is the Halo laser. It's incredible because it can really be adjusted and tailored to go after any body part, and you will see results from it. And the reason why I'm so amazed even to say it to you is that there are so many things on the market in the plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery world that sound great, but really don't work unless you do it a zillion times or you're the absolute ideal candidate for that procedure. And that actually brings up a great subject for another podcast. But just to stay on topic, the Halo laser really delivers. And we can do it not only on any skin of your body, so any area that you're thinking about that may really have gotten beaten up by the sun, but any kind of skin, African American, Asian, Hispanic, people that just have very dark olive complexions, that in the past we would never, ever have even suggested to go near a laser, we're now treating all of those skin types and all different areas of the body using this Halo laser. Now, in addition to making that as exciting as it sounds already, let me add one other thing. for someone that really has a tremendous amount of freckling, a tremendous amount of sun damage, we can piggyback an additional treatment simultaneously. Right before we would do the halo, we would do a broadband light, which is a BBL treatment, not to be confused with a Brazilian butt lift, which we also do here, but has nothing to do with what I'm talking about now. But a BBL, which is a broadband light treatment, will highlight and bring out a little bit more vibrantly the sun damage and the pigment issues that are causing that freckling and that look of just an aging appearance to the skin. And then we can, right behind that, do a halo treatment. So it's almost like a two-for-one type of a thing. Now, you may have a little bit more post-operative swelling, or post-operative lasering, I should say, swelling, but we're literally talking about 3 to 5 days of a little bit of swelling, and then you'll have some pepper appearing flakes that are coming off of your skin. Now, I'm excited about telling you about treating your elbows, your knees, your chest, and places that, you know, or even the back of the neck, because it's another area that a lot of women have come in and said, oh my God, you know, when I fall asleep sometimes on the beach, I don't even think that the back of my neck, you know, is getting it because whatever. But don't forget about your face. So we can do the entire face, neck, chest, elbows, hands at one sitting. And really, you're driving yourself in, you're driving yourself home. It's not the old-fashioned thought process of what a laser would feel like or seem like. So just to give you a quick understanding of how something like this would work for you is we generally will take your skin and prepare it with a special cream that we'll use most likely for about 1 to 2 weeks. Again, depending on the amount of pigment that's in your skin, someone who is really dark complected, olive complexion, Hispanic, African-American, we may go 2 weeks of prepping that skin and getting it prepared for the laser. So the reason why I'm giving you this little side note is I know at the end of summer, and it's coming up quick, a lot of people come in for different kinds of things that are laser related. This happens to be one of those that over the past, I'd say, 2 years has been the most popular thing in the months of September and October. Because again, it is something that you can do. You're not going to miss any downtime, or you're not going to miss any work related type things, really. Any kind of makeup can be applied after 72 hours on almost everyone. Some people, even after 48 hours, you can start putting makeup on. But again, I would highlight the fact that if this sounds great to you, definitely take a look at Halo Lasers. And if you go to my website, which is even at info@davisCPS.com, or just go to davisCPS.com, you'll see we have a whole gallery of before and afters of what a halo can do. And it also has a really, really good description of how this laser in particular, in particularly works. The one other thing that I wanted to mention during this podcast is the concept of piggybacking treatments. So much like I'm explaining to you about being able to do a BBL, broadband light, some people may even call that an intense pulse light treatment, piggybacked with a halo treatment. I've been doing a lot of combination treatments for other things, especially in this COVID-19 environment. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is many people really do like the idea of being able to come to the office very safely. We, again, reiterating how we have never changed our protocol from the day that we were allowed to reopen. We're still taking temperatures and making everyone basically wait in their car and bringing them right into an exam room and doing all those types of things. But I know that it really does make patients feel special when that one visit can accomplish multiple things. And I'm always fascinated by how grateful all of you are now that we're allowed to start doing all these cosmetic procedures again, and how grateful all of you are that we can accommodate multiple different types of piggyback treatments at one visit. And I just want to give you a couple of these kind of conjoined ideas. So many of you have used Voluma in the past. That's a hyaluronic acid that we can inject structurally to lift tissues. Classically, they're being, you know, injected along the cheekbone, along the jawline to give you a sharper jawline appearance. We can inject it along the temporal region if you're starting to get hollowed out there. But getting that treatment done with Botox injections is one of the most remarkable type of before and afters that you could ever imagine. I just finished seeing a patient of mine who happens to be a gentleman. Came in 2 weeks ago for his Botox, and then he wanted to do all the injectables at the same time. Now, it has to be done properly so that you're separating out when to do things and you're doing it in a sequence that's the right way to do it. But I had him come back to see me 2 weeks later, which is why he just left. And I'm telling you, it's incredible that a man that is in his 60s, close to 70, can look that much more youthful. And, you know, there's nothing else that's been done. This is a guy that really isn't, you know, doing too many frou-frou kind of things. He's just, over the years, done this probably twice a year with Botox and maybe once every year, year and a half with some sort of a filler. And when I saw him last, he had just come up from Florida and he was away for a while because he didn't want to travel with the whole COVID situation. So he had let the Botox and the filler lapse for a while. So it was one of those before and after type of things, even for me, to see him look so much more youthful from the time I saw him walking in 2 weeks ago until the time he just left a few minutes ago. So my point is not so much about each individual treatment. It's more about when you're scheduling your appointment to go see your plastic surgeon or your cosmetic physician. Talk about combination therapies. You're already there. You may not be able to get in so quickly again. And I'll tell you, if you can piggyback some of these treatments, the conjoined or the combination of the two even gives you a more remarkable result, and it even makes you feel better about how you look. So I'm happy that all of you have been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I've been getting a lot of good feedback over the past few months about it. So continue listening, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.